XA Mobile.
Good morning, young man.
How you doing?
Doing tolerable, doing tolerable.
That heavy rain last week?
Good, I've been lucky. A lot of heavy rain going through. I hadn't had any on the route at all. Just running the route. And, waiting on the doctor to tell me when Medicare approves my defibrillator operation. Oh. And that one day this week. And then they'll do it. I'll be off route for at least 2 weeks.
Anytime. Is that a... Well, shoot, I guess you do have to be in the hospital for a little bit, don't you?
What they're going to do is they're going to put the defibrillator in. They're going to plug off one part of my heart, keep me from getting blood clots. And then they're going to go into a couple of parts of my heart and do some freezing and burning to keep me from going into AFib.
And for you.
If everything looks well, that late afternoon, I can go home.
Fantastic.
They get my blood pressure up. Like it's supposed to be, so they gonna put me through all this and hopefully bring it back up.
Back on approval.
Sometime this week, that's all they can tell me. They ain't been up to nothing.
Even in your ovens?
I can't do any over the weekend, but they put me out for a couple of weeks. I plan on doing a lot of it.
Some brisket.
But my youngest son has, and the way he does his, everybody loves it. He's got people that pay him to cook them for him.
What's he do?
I'm on Busy Street. Be right back. What he does is he wraps it in aluminum foil, but before he does that, he seasons it, and he covers it completely in butter.
Do you know what kind of seasons he's using?
Seasoning that he's made up himself, and what's in it, he's told me, but right now I don't remember.
Garlicky or peppery or you remember the taste?
I remember I hadn't had any in a long time, but best I can remember it's sort of a little bit of a peppery taste.
Brisket in the Dutch oven, it probably turned out as good as any brisket I had. It was a little dry and I was kind of surprised in the Dutch oven, but I wasn't happy with it, but maybe I should have wrapped it in foil.
Water or do you use broth?
Setting on a rack in the Dutch oven.
What I should have done was put you a couple of boxes of broth in there with it while it's sitting on that rack, and that broth would steam it and make it real tender.
Get one of those self-basting lids.
A lid that's got the, nipples on the inside.
Yeah, you said that was for self-basting.
Yeah, that last, 10-inch I got, it's got a lid like that.
Check that out when I go out to, Gatlinburg again. I'll see if they've got one at the second store.
They should have several. I got, it's a Lodge and I got it from Cabela's.
Cabela's sells their own name brand, don't they? Make their stuff.
Probably.
Does Lodge make the Cabela's cast iron? Because it normally has Cabela's on it.
That I don't know for a fact. But the only reason I got those pots that me and you got Cabela's on it, I was told that Lodge made them. But I can't verify that. Be fact.
Well, even if it didn't, that's probably just as good.
Full job, so I would say, and it acted like a thick wall, like a Lodge, so I would pretty much say I was told right. Smitty cast iron frying pans and pots.
I heard tell of them.
Charleston. And Harold has to go by the ironworks where it's made. They got a great old big frying pan on the side of the building. He's going to slip in there one day and see if they have tours and stuff. Maybe we can set up a trip down there and go through it.
I'd love to do that. That Lodge video was pretty interesting.
Smitty's pans are handmade.
Well, they must be pretty expensive.
Half inch will set you back $165. Tried one. They sent him one, and I saw the video on it. And at first, he wasn't too impressed with it. And then after he used it and stuff, he said, yeah, I can do it with this one. He said, the more I use it, the better I like it.
Initial dislikes on it.
First thing he said was the handle. The handle was a little bit too short for his big hand. Other than that, besides being thin-walled, he really didn't say all that much against it.
Well, means lighter.
But when I grab a cast iron frying pan, I want that sucker to make me use two hands.
Is the heat good, distributed good?
See if he can at least maybe get a second from the plant, the price we can afford, and we can try it out. AP Friday, he said those butter fry pans, he said that they're worth their money. They're real expensive, too.
I was talking to my neighbor this weekend, and she was showing me one that started with a C, and not Quizno, but Cornian. Do you know which one that is?
You can get one with Corn and Ware name on it. I think that's what you're speaking of. The ones that go in the oven.
No, these were frying pans, and they were about the same price as Lodge, but they weren't made by Lodge. Good grief, I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, I didn't know, you know, I know there's places overseas, but I thought Lodge, well, until you told me about many, but I thought Lodge was one of the only cast iron makers in the United States.
Butterfry, Smitty, and there's two more, and I can't remember the name right off. They're made here in the U.S. That's the only ones he's tested was the ones made in the U.S. That video, it's interesting. It gives the pros and cons of all of them.
Now,
fire pit going. I gotta go get me a fire pit so I can get started.
Bought me a Brio, which is a fire pit, and we love that thing. We cook on that thing all the time.
I can supply and buy their fire ring. It ain't for like $60. I mean, I don't need nothing fancy. Just something to keep the fire in, you know, in circle.
Been up to.
They've been working her death. She's been having to work. work overtime. They're trying to get parking permits out to the students and faculty.
Yeah.
They print them off and fold them up and mail them out. Some of them can come by and get there at the office, but students and stuff, they mail that out to them. I remember right, I think she said they print out like 500 at a time. And I'll be done. Oh, good deal. Today you got facing you.
I got Tim out today. He went on a little weekend trip with the kids and his wife, and he's out.
I got you so early this morning.
About 7 minutes early today.
Off at 1 o'clock. I just been dragging my feet so I could catch one of you guys on the radio, hoping it'd be you. So it paid off.
Still in your shoes, did you?
In fact, I do have a hole in the bottom of my left boot. I got to go get you another pair.
Boots. Ain't no sense in having a new one and then an old one.
That's splurge and buy both of them. Now, I truck so much on the route, I wear it over my left boot. I wear it out. Game cam showing that there's 5 does and 4 young bucks over across the road from me.
Happy hunting.
Come get you one with your crossbow.
Man, I'd love to.
I'd love to know when.
There this season and do a little crossbowing.
A couple of the young ones, young bucks, but I haven't seen any big boys this year.
Winkle.
Fortunately, I hadn't got to see him. Big old raccoons of them.
Someone eating out of your bowl over there, do you?
Big Friday. If I do, I haven't caught him yet.
Him on your front porch.
Right. That was one bad. I mean, he just... He wouldn't let you pet him or touch him or anything, but he'd let you know he wasn't scared of you. He'd stand there and look at you. It's been 40 years since I had a good pot of coons here.
Yeah, I've never had it.
At least. I'm in the next 10 minutes.
That's an early day.
Early days. That way I can sort of lag around and take my time and wait on you guys.
Dragging your foot and putting a hole in your boot.
I done made my mind up. Carol don't know it yet, but while I'm out for those 2 weeks, I'm going to be sitting in the truck talking to y'all at 5 o'clock.
Pleasant.
Did warn me, he said, since you're a ham operator, he said, you might want to make sure everything's good and grounded. He said, you might light yourself up.
We don't want that happening.
Not looking forward to it, to doing it.
Appreciate you hanging back and enjoying the conversation as always. I'm destinating here and I gotta jump out and get a day of mayhem and stress started. So I hope you have a good one. Get some rest. Enjoy your coffee. Make a flapjack for me if you would. And hopefully we'll catch you Wednesday morning. Have a good one. Take care. KK4NXC, I'm gonna be clear on your phone.
You made it in safe. Don't work too hard. And enjoy your day off tomorrow, and I'll hopefully catch you Wednesday morning. And as soon as I know more, I'll let you know. And I'll see if I can find that link to where he's trying all those different frying pans out. And I'll send it to you. So 73 KM4 NAP will be clear.